I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the Pro Wrestling Show, brought to you in association with TalkSport. This week we have released three episodes. This is the third of the three. This is AEW What We Know So Far, the brand new promotion launched by Tony Khan in association with his friends the Young Bucks and Cody. We're going to find out who we think is going to move across there from other promotions. We're going to find out what they've announced so far. And Will spoke to one of the men very close to this organisation, Hangman Page. We'll hear from him in this episode of the Pro Wrestling Show. I pretty much explained what it is, guys. That's what we're doing today.
Great show.
If you've not listened to the podcast before, we don't just cover WWE. We cover all kinds of independent wrestling in the UK. We cover New Japan wrestling and also this brand new promotion which has been launched, AEW. If you've not seen it and you're a wrestling fan, are you really a wrestling fan? Possibly not.
The kind of people who will listen to this show will definitely have been all across. They will have been people like me who sat and watched the entire AEW press conference stream and tweeted it. And, you know, they will be that level of engaged, I imagine.
So look, if you haven't seen it or you're just a casual fan, Will, you can explain the basics. But this is the guy behind the Fulham FC, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the son of the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who is a very, I would say, although he's a very rich and powerful man, he's also very down to earth from what I've seen of him, and he's a wrestling fan.
Yeah, I mean, to kind of give you a bit of a history behind it, and we do get into this with Hangman Page, but All Elite Wrestling comes off the back of All In and off the back of the Young Bucks, Cody, Kenny, Hangman, Marty, the whole group of them that were the American and European members of the Bullet Club, eventually becoming the Elite, putting on their own event, All In, which was the suggestion from Dave Meltzer that Ring of Honor couldn't sell out a 10,000 strong venue. We all saw All In. We all remember what a kind of brilliant, nostalgic and enjoyable event it was. And then off the back of that, they made the decision to start their own promotion. Tony Khan, again, we'll hear from Hangman Page about him, but is the son of the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars and Fulham FC, Shahid Khan, who I've managed to spend a bit of time with over the past couple of years. And hopefully we're going to be speaking with Tony at the Super Bowl. But they are incredibly intelligent businessmen. They know an opportunity when they see it. They know how to maximize it. And more importantly, according to Hangman, Tony is a huge, legitimately huge wrestling fan. He will mark out with the best of them, knows what he's doing, and is putting potentially, it's initially millions, but you know, they are, this family are richer than the McMahons, and it's not even close.
Yes. I'd just like to interject at that point, according to Forbes, $6.3 billion. The Khans are estimated to be worth. Vince McMahon himself, 2.9.
So that just gives you an idea that the weight that could be thrown behind this promotion. So we had their launch press conference. Hangman Page tells me it's just coincidence that they'd launched it in Jacksonville, the home of the Jags, the home of their team, the same night that SmackDown, I think it was, happened to be in town. Yeah, I mean,
it all came together nicely, didn't it?
Yes.
That location-based...
What are the chances?
If it was an accident, I think it was an incredibly fortunate one because it drew so much more attention to them. And we really knew nothing but the name when they announced it on January 1st. It's been long rumoured. So far, we don't know vast amounts. We know about two shows. We only know the date and location of one of those shows. And that's really it so far. And then some of the talent involved.
Hopefully we'll be making our presence felt, perhaps.
Well, we're very...
I said to Hangman, look, get us flown out. Get us out there. We'll be in Vegas.
Plans are afoot. That's as much as I will say from my side of that.
Are they? Are they really?
They are, because people won't believe digitally the articles we've done on All Elite Wrestling, and I think I've told this to you, Will, do surprisingly well.
Well, really?
People are very interested in the website, and thus my bosses are interested. So there you go.
I would say that if you enjoy our podcast, you should definitely give it a five star review online.
How many chubs?
So just give it all of your love, because you know, let's just say if me and Will don't get to go. Potentially, if that's what you're implying with you.
I won't be going solo, John.
Then potentially you may be getting kicked out of this podcast. I don't know. No, look, we were expecting certain talent involved in this. Obviously, we knew that the Young Bucks and Cody were a big part of this. It was quite obvious to imagine that Hangman Page would be coming with them. Marty Scurll, I think, is still under contract with several people, but you've got to imagine Marty Scurll might follow them when his contracts are up at certain places. In that press conference, we obviously found out more talent that were joining. Would you say one was a big surprise?
Well, no. So I don't think if you're referring to the last person, I think the one.
No, not the last person.
Yeah. Okay. No, fine. Yeah. So the other talent that we had announced at this first press conference. So they announced two events. They announced there will be an event in Jacksonville in the not too distant future, where a huge amount of the proceeds are going to go towards gun legislation charities, and that I suspect will come after Double or Nothing. Double or Nothing. Get it, because it was All In previously and now it's Double or Nothing. They are doing at the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas. It's a 17,500 actually. Obviously a famous location of many of the great boxing matches held in Vegas over the years. And they announced a slew of talent. We had Brandi Rhodes talking about how the women's division is going to get equal pay and be given equal billing. So far we've only got Dr. Britt Baker, which means that the
Adam Cole, significant other,
which means that the dental plan in AEW is already better than it is in WWE. See what I did there?
I like it. Well, there's a lot of rumors, isn't there, that there'll be some kind of healthcare, which is something that's a big controversy in wrestling promotions such as WWE.
And then Tony Khan has said as much. Yeah.
The only other person was Penelope Ford, because she is Joey Janela's valet. We got Joey Janela turn up. We got the SCU guys with Christopher Daniels, with Frankie Kazarian, with Scorpio Sky. The announcement of the deal that they've done in China with OEW Wrestling, which I'll admit I don't know a huge amount of, or OWE, but apparently incredible talent from there. And then we got the big ones. We got Pac turn up and face off with Hangman Page, with the suggestion that that'll be a title match at Double or Nothing.
That was a surprise. That's the one I was surprised about.
Yeah, yeah. A delightful surprise.
I hope that Pac turns up in his ring gear just at all events.
There is a joke, isn't there? Because I think like 2 days before, he'd appeared in his homecoming show for
Defiant
in his ring gear.
Which, by the way, you can watch for free on Defiant's YouTube now.
Against David Starr.
Yeah.
Amazing, that. And then he turned up 2 days later in Jacksonville just wearing his ring gear. No one else was wearing the ring gear. And then
he's always good to go.
It spawned a lot of memes, as one of him sat on the plane in his ring gear, yeah. Going through customs in his ring gear. I like the fact that people think that Pac just wears that and that's all he wears. Yeah. To be honest, if you've ever been to Newcastle, I can believe it.
Yeah. David Starr's actually someone I could definitely see getting involved in All Elite Wrestling.
Absolutely, he
he's
should.
He's one of those talents who has exploded on the indies over the last year or so. Big in Rev Pro, so he's done Ring of Honor shows in the UK. He was the Rev Pro UK champion. That wasn't what they fought at Wrestle Kingdom, though, was it? That was the heavyweight champion that they had there. We can speculate about a lot of people, because Goldberg has been heavily rumoured as being somebody who's going to show up. Obviously, there's a lot of WWE talent that have been tied. We got Jericho turn up at the end to the strains of Judas,
yes,
as he appeared and gave
a 3-year deal, by the way.
And that's kind of that was for me the biggest indication of that there is more that we don't know about.
Yes.
I think there's definitely a TV deal coming down the line. It's going to be announced.
It's gotta be. Well, it's funny you say that. Apparently, it's been rumoured they've been talking to TNT, TBS. You know, apparently Khan has a lot of strings in that department. But they also filed for the trademark Tuesday Night Dynamite, which, of course, would run head-to-head with SmackDown Live. Rumours have come out recently that apparently they won't be looking for the Tuesday slot.
Is SmackDown moving to Friday?
Yeah. I mean, it depends when it would happen.
It'd be competing against 205 Live.
Yeah.
Start small.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a good show. But either way, they're looking, obviously, in the near future for that to happen. And apparently Tony Khan is of course, you'd imagine he's brokering the deal, but he has a lot of connections that can do that.
They're not messing around. And as you said, with the talent they've got, there's a lot of two fingers up to Vince McMahon here, basically.
Yeah.
You've got the talk of healthcare, which has been a big issue going forward for a long time. You've got the fact that they're doing this first ever event with a big sort of support of gun crime, and obviously Trump, the McMahons are big Trump supporters, or at least Republican supporters. That's, you know, controversial. And then, you know, taking someone who has been a darling of WWE for the last 20 years, who said he won't work for another promotion in the USA,
promised it,
and signing him up for 3 years and making him the big surprise at the end of their press announcement.
And you know that Jericho also said that they offered him a better deal than he'd ever been offered by WWE.
Yeah.
Jericho's been a big earner in the WWE over the years. Like, so for this company, who don't have a TV deal, to be able to chuck, well, which, you know, yet, to be able to chuck that money at someone, they are not mucking around at all.
I particularly, Jericho threw some classic shade in the McMahon direction during the press conference, obviously, and then WWE responded by the very same night taking him off their active roster on the website and moving him over to the what's it called,
the alumni.
Alumni.
I had just 2 hours notice he was gone from the intro video as well. Gone.
I mean, it's
Cesaro's in there now. Gone. Get out.
It's petty. But we've worked in radio, me and you, Will, and, you know, there are radio companies that will literally pretend that someone hasn't existed before. So it's not just Vince McMahon that's being petty. I mean, it's quite a common thing in performance. But, yeah, with 2 hours notice, is getting him absolutely binned off there.
Yeah.
It's something that... And then also Chris Jericho. And then he posted a picture 2 days later of him with Triple H going, what a great guy.
What a guy.
And it's like, is he just trolling? Or...
He must be.
Or
is he trolling?
Can't say words.
Seth Rollins.
I think, and look, Will Ospreay today has said, someone asked him a Q&A. He did a Q&A, and there's been a lot of talk of, obviously we'll talk about Kenny in just a second, Kenny Omega, and there's been a lot of talk that Jericho is still intending on being in New Japan. So they feel that New Japan, by getting Jericho and probably getting Kenny, that they may be able to have a bit of a partnership and still share the talent.
Yes.
The issue is that they've got the deal with Ring of Honor at the moment, and the early indication is that they're intending to honor that deal. the problem is that you can honor that deal as much as you want, and you can sing from the rooftops about how you are a loyal company and everything else. But AEW, $100 million, backing them initially from people that are worth a lot more money than that. They are likely going to have a big TV deal. They're going to have big talent to start off with. They're doing much bigger events than Ring of Honor have ever done. And I mean, obviously they've got the issue of the MSG show in April as a potential problem for them breaking that deal. But if New Japan in the longer term can't be involved with both companies, if it has to be individual, I'd be amazed if it's not all elite.
Will Ospreay did a question and answer thing on his Instagram today, which he does when he's bored sat at home with his two dogs, if you've seen it. And he's been very outspoken before. He's not been a fan. No interest in going to WWE. He's never ruled it out, but he's got no interest in it. Yeah. And someone asked him what he thinks of AEW, and he said, it's what wrestling needs.
There you go.
So, you know,
I did ask Hangman about British talent. I asked him about the guys that he faced while he was over here with Ring of Honor. He gave a lot of love to Haskins, to Jimmy Havoc. Obviously, they've got Marty in the group already, but he's still got his Ring of Honor deal, has time run on it. Although, actually, if you've got that much money behind you, Marty's a big part of it. Just buy him out.
I can't imagine. How long has he got
money
on the deal?
I think it's another 18 months, just under a year. Just under.
I can't imagine he's going to sit around in Ring of Honor for 18 months.
It's in 2020.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor would need to push him as the champion, etc., if he was going to stick around.
I think he's also potentially someone that WWE could throw a load of cash at, because, you know, Dave Meltzer kind of said what I think, and that he's one of the most entertaining all-round wrestlers around. Obviously, his girlfriend is in NXT at the moment. She may be on the main roster by the time his deal's up. Could be a lot of pressure on him. You know, could be that they put their money where their mouth is with him and get someone that could be swayed. But you've got guys
like Zack Sabre, Will Ospreay, who both have made a splash in New Japan, who don't have a deal with an American company at the moment, and don't have... I mean, I would have said Walter, if he hadn't just signed with NXT UK, should be someone that they're chasing down massively. And there's a bunch of guys in the UK indie scene, and Haskins is one of them, who has shown what they can do in a Ring of Honor ring, and you think... Yeah, Haskins, more than anyone else in the last 12 months, has stepped up as a singles, back to where he was when he was the Progress title holder and back when he was at that level 3 or 4 years ago. those are the kind of guys that we could see making a splash in AEW, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him coming into this market at all.
Well, I mean, Haskins has just signed with Ring of Honor, hasn't he? So, like, starting from this year. It's been in the last, I thought you were going to say when his contract's up. I don't know how long his contract is, but you would think that he would be, he was very happy about it. And, you know, like, we've spoken to him a couple of times, and he was really, he had an amazing match with Jay Lethal, which we sort of commented on mm-hmm. before in the podcast, and he was really happy to have signed with Ring of Honor. And you just think, if he'd only known what might have been coming.
Yeah.
And he had a great match with Hangman Page. Why don't we hear from Adam Hangman Page right now?
You should do radio, Will. That was so smooth.
As I caught up with him this week ahead of, well, they're taking a little bit of time off. They are not people who take time off.
They're not.
Great stuff, Ro. I'm delighted to say that joining the show now, it's the hottest topic in wrestling right now. So I'm absolutely delighted to have one of the men involved from day zero, if not day minus 365, however far back we're going to end up looking. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam Hangman Page. Great to speak with you.
Hey, what's going on, man?
So, I mean, Adam, first of all, has it been a kind of whirlwind week or so since you guys had that first press conference in Jacksonville?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there have been some highs, there have been some lows as well. I think for the past year or two, but the past year specifically, we've gotten used to just every day, go, 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 go. You know, 3-4 shows in America, fly to Japan, do whatever, home a day, back out doing something else. And this time we've announced the company on being the Elite. We've, you know, held the press conference and rally. And now we're back home. So yeah, this time we're kind of cooling down a little bit, yeah.
I mean, I know it's obviously a hectic work schedule, but I've got to say, Hangman, you do bring it on yourselves. You guys might be the hardest working group of men in the wrestling business right now.
Well, I like to think so. I like to think we have been for a while. I mean, yeah, all of us are workaholics. And I know that even though we're all home now, we're constantly chatting about, you know, the next moves we need to make, you know, whatever they may be, trying to get, you know, stuff done behind the scenes, stuff type, you know, type that type stuff done, and continually coming up with ideas for being the Elite or, you know, whatever we're going to do next. I know we don't have another show or we don't have our first show, I guess, until the end of May. So we've got a while. So we're trying to fill that with productivity.
I mean, with that first show, with the Double or Nothing show, then I'm going to get some of the questions out of the way that I have to ask, else I'll get in trouble with my editor. Chris Jericho spoke about the fact that, you know, he wouldn't have joined if there wasn't going to be a TV deal on the table, etc. So do you expect we're going to see nothing from All Elite Wrestling until we hit that weekend in Vegas in terms of in-ring product?
I can't promise anything. I don't know for sure there's much that I can say other than, I guess, Double or Nothing is the next big thing we're looking forward to at this point, I guess.
That's fine. That's fine. You answered it admirably. I am. It's all good. So,
okay.
you mentioned that you guys, the kind of conversations that you're still having going forwards and looking at, but this past year with All In, obviously it was a huge undertaking. How soon after that, or maybe it was even before it, did you guys start having the conversation about maybe we need to look at taking this to a promotion?
Well, you know, I think as we built up to All In, we kind of realized that, hey, we've built a legitimate sellout show in a legitimate arena from a 10-minute weekly YouTube show. And that's something that we managed to do. And I know that, you know, maybe part of that is, hey, this is the first time this has been done. So it's kind of the novelty of the first time. So I think we started to, you know, feel that, you know, there's a lot more that we could be doing. And I don't think anybody ever really put, you know, a name to this or, you know, specifics to it, but it definitely lit a fire under us and made us realize that, you know, there was a market for this. You know, and that maybe, I guess, all of our work wasn't in vain and it wasn't just for one time and maybe it was something that we could do again. So I don't think there was ever really a time where, you know, a name got put on it, a specific idea for a company or whatever really got put on it. It was just, hey, we want to do this again. We have to do this again. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to the fans who made this happen the first time. to do something like this again. And I mean, that sentiment started as soon as we started actually putting pen to paper with the first show, I guess.
It's interesting, that, isn't it? It's always one of those things where you get a real bit of momentum behind you, and maybe everyone's thinking the same thing to themselves. Man, we should look at doing something beyond this. But who was the first to kind of broach it? Who was the first to say, look, we can't just let this be a one-off?
You know, I'm sure there was someone who said that, but I don't think it was a situation where, you know, Cody said this and we all shut it down and then he turned us around on it. It was very much a situation where we all kind of just knew that, hey, this is going very well. We have to keep this momentum going. And I mean, that's been our idea. That's been our driving force the entire time we've been working together, you know, with some of the bits we've done on Being the Elite and what the payoffs ended up being and those kind of things. I mean, we always have been, you know, kind of all in on whatever we're doing and know that we have to keep the momentum going. We have to go bigger.
Obviously, a lot of people will have been, the kind of people that listen to our show and read our website, etc., will be already aware of, would have been aware for the Bullet Club for a while, will have known, you know, Matt and Nick, will obviously know Cody when he joined, and yourself from Ring of Honor and New Japan. But how kind of big was it? You mentioned Cody and obviously Brandy joining as well, who's leading the line on this thing. How big was their introduction to kind of taking you to that next level, both in the US and on that business basis as well?
Yeah, you know, I would say Matt and Nick and then Cody as well. They've been fantastic to work with, and now they're legitimately my best friends now. And you know, I don't want to sell myself short, but I know, and I can acknowledge, I'm not dumb. I know that, you know, their belief in me is a lot of the reason that I've gotten to where I am. And I've said this about Matt and Nick before. You know, they got successful, they got wildly successful. But with their success, they haven't just hoarded it for themselves. They've always pulled up another chair to the table. They continue to add chairs. You know, maybe I was one of the first chairs they added to the table. But then, you know, STU became, they filled in three more chairs to the table. We just had, you know, a few new faces on Being the Elite this week. And with, you know, the beginnings of a company, there are going to be a lot of new faces. But they've continually been people who, you know, were successful and could have been successful by themselves, by their own right, but they continue to bring more people into that and share that success. And I think that's for the betterment of wrestling. Certainly has been for the betterment of my career. And I think it's just better for fans as well that, you know, continually there are new faces added to our movement.
On your career, I was fascinated to read, I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a wrestler out here who's just been become involved in the WWE UK brand, but has been pulling up trees on the indies for a few years, called Eddie Dennis, who had a very similar journey to yourself, a former school teacher who the momentum just picked up to such a point that he decided, right, I'm going to have to do this full time. And it doesn't feel like a career going from school teacher to wrestler, a path that many people would have suggested when they were in the, you know, their meetings with their guidance counselors or anything like that. So for you, was it that relationship that kind of allowed you to think, right, these guys are believing in me, I'm moving forward with this, so I'm going to go and go, sorry to use it, but all in?
Yeah, it was that in part. You know, I guess for most of my wrestling career, well, at least 5 years of it, I was a high school teacher, and, you know, that was out of necessity. You know, I was wrestling, you know, 1-2, sometimes even 3 days a week, you know, just weekends. And I had to pay rent. I had to make the ends meet, stuff like that. So I was a high school teacher to pick up for me and kind of got to a boiling point. But yeah, momentum continued to pick up for me and kind of got to a boiling point, when I was first joining Bullet Club. And I found out, you know, okay, New Japan wants me to work for them. I'm going to be doing, you know, some of the more lengthy tours, like Tag League and whatnot during the year. And, you know, those tours are 3, sometimes 4 weeks. So I had been in a situation before where, you know, I could get sick on Friday and not show up. But you can't get sick for 4 weeks and miss that. And it also got to a situation where, you know, I realized I'm not just making side money wrestling. I'm making career money wrestling. So it was, you know, I guess the schedule, I couldn't maintain it teaching and wrestling at the same time. And also I knew that I could definitely afford to not teach anymore as well. So it kind of became a no brainer.
Well, we're all delighted you made the decision, made the jump. Not that I want to suck up too much, but again, your involvement has kept this thing really going. So before I get on to, I do want to chat a bit more about the what happened last week and going for kind of going forward, but just going back to All In, because it's the one show that we've got from you guys where we can really see what your aim was. And I think a lot of people really bought in because it was the perfect mix of nostalgia, of clear love of wrestling, of respect for the fans, but also not just fan service, a great product as well. How difficult is it going to be able to continue that into more shows, into a regular TV deal? Because obviously there's only so far you can go with that style of wrestling, and you need to be able to build it into something that can be a week in, week out brand.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to lie and pretend it's going to be something that's going to be easy. And I'm not going to pretend like there won't be hiccups along the way, because there definitely will be. I don't know what those hurdles will be. But we will face them. But I think that's always kind of just been our idea. You know, we have a love and a passion and a vision for what wrestling can be. And, you know, this past September, All In was kind of a manifestation of that, the first culmination of that idea. And, you know, no matter what All Elite turns up or ends up being in the long term, I think whatever those challenges are, we're up for them. There's going to be a lot of learning curves, and I can tell you, we've all been doing a lot of learning the past, you know, few weeks and months, whatever. But I think, you know, we've always been up for whatever big challenge is next, and I think that'll be the case here.
I've been kind of fortunate through my other job doing the NFL here in the UK to spend a bit of time with the Khans. Obviously, the Jacksonville Jaguars have their agreement here to play games in London. And so met Tony, met Shard a couple of times. Just how behind it are those guys? How impressed have you been with Tony in particular? Because I'll say, as much as, you know, I've been impressed with them, I never had a conversation with them about wrestling, which is, you know, maybe somewhat of a surprise if Tony's as into it as he appears to be.
Right, yeah. When I first met him, it kind of took me back, because I guess you just don't expect someone from, you know, that world to be so into our world and so knowledgeable about it. But he's a really cool dude, and I've been really impressed with, I guess, his vision, his ideas, and, you know, what he's done so far and what he plans to do. I've been really impressed with everybody we worked with at the Jaguars stadium. We went there, you know, we did the rally right outside the stadium. We're there all day the next day doing meetings and photo shoots and stuff like that, and the place is incredible. Everyone working there has been great. The rally itself, I don't think people realize this, but the rally itself wasn't, like, I guess, produced and streamed by a wrestling crew. It was produced and streamed by the Jaguars crew, I guess. So, and I guess they've never done wrestling. You know, wrestling is very different from a football game or from whatever they may be used to doing. But I thought they did an incredible job, especially for the first time ever having done it, and having done it on such short notice as well. This thing was put together real quick. I mean, we probably announced it as we were figuring it out. so I've been super impressed with everybody there.
There was that element as well of, you know, impressing. It was impressive how quickly it was pulled together. But that date with a certain other promotion in town as well, it did fall kind of perfectly to bring the most attention. I don't imagine that, knowing, like, you guys and Matt and Nick and everyone, that wasn't entirely unplanned.
Well, to be fair, I don't really ever think that was our intention. You know, All Elite was something we were planning on announcing at the beginning of the new year. And we all knew that, you know, there's only so much we could say on an episode of Being the Elite, and there needs to be some kind of live in-person event. We've done, you know, these press conference type situations before, and they're always, you know, really fun and give us all a chance to be, you know, in front of people in a live setting, even though we're not wrestling. So it's something we wanted to do. And of course it was going to be in Jacksonville with, you know, with who we were working with and what we were doing. And it just kind of happened to work out that way, to be honest with you. So hopefully, you know, I guess our intention is never to, I guess, be aggressive in that manner. But, you know, hopefully it gave fans, you know, a good afternoon where they could come out and watch our product, watch a different one if that's what they're there for, and just had a day of wrestling, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. I do need to ask about some of the talent involved, and obviously being British, starting off with Pac and his involvement, because we've just had him back doing his first shows in the UK. His reception was absolutely unbelievable when he's come over here and done things like Defiant, etc. I have to say that when we were kind of fantasy booking your guys' first show, which obviously we were doing as wrestling fans, you and Pac was never one that sprung to mind, but the moment we saw the idea that that could be a feud, we all popped real hard for it.
Well, you know, I will say this about Pac. He's somebody who knows his worth. He's somebody who has bet on himself. And he's somebody who I think has already, and man, you really see that bet continue to pay off. And he's our type of guy. When I say that, he's someone who's willing to take a risk and bet on himself, and he's done that. And that's something that I can admire. And I think, fans should admire. And I think other wrestlers, you know, in our industry, they should admire something like that, being able to take a risk like he has. And, you know, watching something like that pay off. I will say though, at the press conference, he, you know, part of that payoff for him was at my expense, to kind of interrupt my moment, because this is something that, you know, I have an immense passion for this company and building this brand. And I guess to have him interrupt that, maybe came at my expense a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we all want to see. I'm not saying we want to see anything at your expense, Hangman, but it sets up everything up beautifully that it's going to be a match we're going to be talking about, should it be confirmed and happen for the next, you know, 4 or 5 months. It'll be one we're all excited about.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's going to be one of the really exciting things that All Elite's going to be able to provide, you know, here in the next year or two, or, you know, however long it lasts. We're going to be able to have some surprises, to have some things that, you know, man, really may have never crossed your mind that you wanted to see. But I guess when it's put in front of you, you'll realize that, oh, yeah, this could be good. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be a real feature of All Elite.
Is there, from a British talent perspective, we saw you guys when you were out here with the last Ring of Honor, the United tour. I saw the night where you had Jimmy Havoc, which, I mean, anyone who wrestles Jimmy Havoc and then someone else in the same night is bold. But then a fantastic match with Mark Haskins as well. Really, really kind of top draw stuff. And I'm intrigued as to know whether there has been, you've got the deal with China. You've obviously got the guys that you've got involved, but is there looking out to that international marketplaces like the UK to try and bring in more talent?
Well, I guess I first want to say, man, hats off to Haskins and to Jimmy Havoc. What a strange two, like, polar opposite type of dudes after wrestling one night. But yeah, both incredible guys, incredible talent. And, you know, I will have to be honest and say, yeah, we've definitely talked about, I mean, obviously you've seen we have interest in international wrestling, especially, you know, with the announcement of this Chinese company that, to be quite honest with you, I didn't know a lot about until the past couple of weeks. But that kind of stuff's going to be exciting. And, you know, as hot as the UK scene is, and the times that we've been over there and the times that we've heard about things there, there's definitely guys who we have our eyes on. I don't want to say who they are, because I want them to have their moment and their time, but for sure they're guys we've had our eyes on. Guys and girls, I guess.
Yeah, no, totally. And it is great. You know, we will obviously always track Will and Zach and people when they're out in Japan as well. So, you know, we will continue to speculate who those people are going to be until they appear. And we're all really excited about it. How big has it been having Chris Jericho on board?
That's been huge. You know, I guess for the casual wrestling fan who, you know, has maybe heard of us or kind of, you know, maybe knows who we are a little bit. having someone on board like Chris Jericho is an appeal to them. That's a familiar face. People know Chris Jericho all around the world. He's an international superstar. So having him on board will be a huge help in getting those people who maybe are lapsed wrestling fans, who stopped watching a while ago, but, you know, this might pique their interest a little bit, and it'll be a familiar face that they'll be, I think, very happy to see in All Elite.
There's no denying that, but at the same time, you know, we've maybe seen wrestlers who are, you know, in the, not the twilight of their career, because Chris is nowhere near that yet, I imagine, but kind of guys who were popular in a previous era who have appeared in promotions, have given them that little push, but aren't necessarily long-term sustainable. But you look at what Chris has done with the New Japan stuff, it's like he's still reinventing himself at this point in his career. And so you feel like he can be an asset, not just as, oh, look, we've got this big name, that'll sell some pay-per-views, but actually someone who you can take ideas off and learn and grow with.
Right, yeah. Chris is probably has probably been, in the history of wrestling, the best at reinventing himself. He does it consistently, all the time, and he keeps himself relevant by doing that, and he's so good at it. So, you're right. He's not somebody who's just a familiar face. He's somebody who's going to be a new face as well, because who knows what kind of Jericho we'll get. Who knows how many kinds of Jerichos we'll get, you know, in All Elite. So, yeah, I think he's been really good at reinventing himself and, I guess, reaching out and doing something different, which is what we have always been about, you know, about breaking the barriers that, you know, exist in wrestling and trying to come up with something new, and he's always been a guy who does that. So it's going to be good to have him on board, because I know he'll have a lot of ideas like that as well.
Any chance, and again, another one I have to ask for the editor, any chance we might see Alpha Omega 2 in All Elite Wrestling?
I have no idea. there's
the politically correct answer.
There's not much that I know, to be honest with you. That's about it. I really hate to give you an absolute non-answer, but there's nothing really much I can say or know.
Look, we all know that you'd love Kenny to be involved, and you know, he is a good friend of yours, so we all just hope that that can be something that can get done.
Of course, yeah, Kenny is a really close friend to all of us, so I'm excited to see, I guess, what happens in his personal and professional future as well.
Adam, I really, really appreciate you taking the time out to speak with us. Obviously, we're going to be building up to Double or Nothing, so I'm sure there'll be plenty more conversations over the next few months. But do you know what's kind of next for you guys over the coming weeks? Are we expecting anything more, or is it just keep watching Being the Elite and watch this space?
You know, I think for right now, Being the Elite is going to be our largest vehicle for getting content to you. I know that over time that will shift, that will adjust, that will change. I mean, I know that All Elite has their own social media channels and there'll be some things there, but as far as announcements and teases and things like that, you know, having that medium of Being the Elite is probably what we're going to use for right now, at least. I will say we do have, you know, we don't have any shows announced. We don't have anything like that announced or planned until the end of May, but we have a lot of ideas for content and things to give you between now and then. And I'll actually be getting on a plane in the morning to go start one of those. So it should be an exciting time. And we're going to, I know we have time off, but we're going to try to keep ourselves as busy these next few months as we have been the past couple of years.
Lovely tease, Hangman. Wonderful stuff. Look, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us. And hopefully we'll see you out in Vegas in May.
All right, we'll see you there.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hangman Page, my conversation with him this week. So, the elephant in the room that I asked him out towards the end there. The Omega in the room.
The Omega.
I mean, he's going to go to AEW, right?
Of course he is.
I mean, when you look at what has been reported that WWE offered him...
I love that Alex has become like our news guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'll bring into the table.
When this podcast
and
is hopefully...
Charisma up the wazoo.
When this podcast is hopefully visualised...
Yes.
And the looks. He's definitely got the
people
looks.
People will see me sit forward news bulletins.
When this podcast is hopefully visualised, and we are in the studio, which could do it...
Yes.
You're going to have to wear a suit every time and have like papers to shuffle whenever you have to do news.
I think my Dave Mastiff cardigan was gonna set any.
I'll be honest with you, mate. Not a fan.
Oh, I'm very upset. It's Ralph Lauren. But anyway,
doesn't matter. It's not all about the.
Yeah, all right. Don't stop talking because I'm taking a photo. I just realised we haven't taken any photos.
Perfect.
So,
anyway, apparently they chucked seven figures at him. You know, this Dave Meltzer has, potentially dramatised what WWE have gone to great lengths to get him, but. Whether they chuck money at him, of course, creative liberty is kind of one of the main things that Kenny Omega has been outspoken about in the past of why he might not go to WWE. You mentioned Will Ospreay, very similar in mindsets. But, you know, you had to believe that with him not being a part of the initial announcement, that there was at least a chance and a window for the WWE. I believe his contract is out at the end of this month. So
yeah, end of January. He
can talk about stuff from the 1st of February.
Yeah. He has officially, unofficially announced that he's leaving New Japan for Pastures New at the beginning of the month after Wrestle Kingdom.
It's just hard to believe that he wouldn't be a part of this new venture with his historic venture with his friends, well paid, as we know, and featured.
If they're going to give him Jericho money...
They would, I think.
As I asked, are we going to see Omega Alpha 2 in AEW? And bless, Hangman gave us the most non-answer ever, but did apologise for doing so. I will be amazed if at the beginning of February we're not talking about Kenny in AEW.
We talked yesterday about who could face Bobby Lashley for the Intercontinental Championship. You never know. He might be drawn to that. You know?
I did get into some massive, like, not massive Twitter beef, but just people who were giving it when the Kenny Omega news came out. I was doing a live show at the time that he was leaving New Japan, and so I just did a little tweet saying, you know, from our show account saying, you know, officially announced no longer be with New Japan. Is it AEW? Is it WWE? Is it somewhere else? What do you think, kind of thing? And the number of people went, there's no way he'd go to WWE. He wouldn't want to do the years in NXT. He wouldn't do that. Kenny Omega
is
the AJ Styles.
Yes.
He is that level of signing. He's not someone who, and I know that they've had guys like Joe and they've had guys who have been huge indie stars who have had to go and do the NXT thing.
But I think a lot of them Like NXT, probably. NXT was that, you know, growing brand at the time, where, and I think especially with Joe and Balor, that they actually wanted to be a part of that.
Whereas I think Kenny, if he were to sign with WWE, and I don't think he will, I do think it'd be AEW, but he would most likely, you know, debut at the Rumble and win it. He's that kind of level of talent. No,
he should. If they didn't do that, then you'd have some serious raised eyebrows.
Aren't you?
I mean, you know, let's be honest. He's that game-changing signing, especially in light of all of these developments of AEW. See, it was almost even more heightened.
Him and AJ, headline mania.
Wouldn't that be
literally
good?
Sign him for like a four-month deal.
Yeah.
So look, let's end this little talk. I mean, we only know what we know, and we've just sort of rounded up what we know so far. Obviously, we've got a bit of an insight from someone involved
you know,
in it.
Oh, Jonas. What?
We've got an insight into what we know so far from someone who's very close to it with your man, Adam Page. We're going to hopefully speak, as you say, to Tony Khan.
His friend's name is Hangman, mate. Come on.
All right, Trips.
Hangers.
Hangers, yeah.
Was that a snort?
It was a nightmare when he used to work in Primark. Can you get the hangers? Adam, what are you doing here? So look, I think we should end this preview. I think if we speak to Tony Khan, that'll be the second AEW What We Know From the Horse's Mouth. I've already given it titles like All or Nothing, whatever. I would love to know who you guys think will jump ship from WWE to AEW.
The Revival.
Regardless of contracts, hold your horses. And also who you think would benefit from doing it.
So, Shinsuke.
Right, well, look, we're going to start with Will Gavin. Well, let's have a couple of names of people you think will, and then people who you would like and think would benefit from moving across.
Yeah. So The Revival, I think Shinsuke's a really good shout. I'm going to steal that out from under Alex's steam.
I'll just go home.
I'm desperate for them to push Joe harder. And actually have him not just in the title picture for like a placeholder, but actually have him win the title and hold it for an amount of time on either brand. I think he's good enough to kind of rival the likes of Brock Lesnar, but they're not doing it. They keep putting him. He's like at the very top of the mid card, but he is a main event guy, so I think he could benefit from it. There's a bunch of guys as well. If you look in the kind of lower end, I actually think like Sammy probably would do really well there if he comes back and he's not pushed in the right way. And you just think like, you know, to go down the real base level, like people like Zack Ryder actually could do something really interesting outside of the WWE if given an opportunity. But he would be a mid-card guy there, which is better than he is right now, which is a joke act. Yeah. Or, you know,
Say Heath Slater.
I'm not going to say Heath Slater, but I was going to say, or the older Fashion Police. Both of those guys are good wrestlers who can put on.
Fandango, very much so. And obviously, I'm a big Tyler Breeze fan, but I mean, both of them.
Obviously.
You forget that.
It's obvious because you're wearing those things like he wears on his legs. I've never known why you wear that with a cardigan.
Maniac. Of course. No.
Sorry, I've stolen loads. So
no,
I'm
it's
done.
Fine. I mean, with Tyler Breeze and Fandango, just on that note, both were actually great, you know, as Johnny Curtis, great workers in NXT and things that kind of get brushed over because they've just become these comedy acts. Like, unless you knew their work before, you know, you wouldn't be really familiar of how well they can go in the ring. Like I mentioned earlier, Shinsuke, I'd be shocked if, in all honesty, if you hooked him up to a lie detector and he told you he was happy in WWE, I'd be very, very surprised.
So what we talked about, like, who the talent already, like, they've already snagged themselves a WWE legend, because Chris Jericho he's not working a full schedule.
No.
I think their next big thing is going to be taking a big top 10 name from WWE.
Do you think Bobby Roode's a top 10 name?
Of intent. Not Bobby Roode, no. Mm. But I'm talking about like Shinsuke, you know,
Finn.
When's AJ Styles' contract up, realistically?
Trips loves Finn, though.
Finn will get rumoured heavily, and
I
joked to him about John the other day that this kind of push out of nowhere, not push out of nowhere, it's been coming for a couple of months, but this does feel a little bit like a, please don't go to AEW push.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Lashley, like, after this kind of title run fizzled, you know, I can't imagine he's over the moon with not getting a shot at Brock Lesnar, and B, not really being in the title scene.
We've got AJ Styles, who's openly said he doesn't want to wrestle too much longer. When I spoke to him at the Performance Center like 6 months ago, I joked about 2 years' time, WrestleMania, what do you reckon you and Pete Dunne could do it? Mm. He's like, I'm already old. Like, he's made no secrets about the fact he doesn't want to be an old wrestler. Would he fancy one last soiree with some of his old friends?
If
Gold Dust?
That was my other question.
Gold Dust?
I think Gold Dust is too WWE through and through, because you hear about the stories from him and from Cody about what their relationships were relatively like with their dad, and the not the relationship necessarily, because from what I understand he was a good father, but that, you know, Goldust worshipped the very ground he walked on, whereas Cody had always intended to do something a bit different and be something a bit different. So my kind of feeling on that is that it won't happen, because Goldust is a WWE guy.
I think there's something. There's obviously the potential for something cool to happen, and given that Goldust is in the not quite Zack Ryder spot, but you know, he's not getting used in any kind of way. I just wonder if, when his contract runs out, and if WWE really wants to renew that, could be something.
On the AJ point, I think that if it as a creative individual who has been given a lot of license in WWE, which other people aren't given, it would need to be a case of, there's no way Kenny's going anywhere near WWE, but if you want to have that dream match before you retire, you and Kenny, singles, title match, big arena, pay-per-view, all of that, the only way you're going to get it is AEW. I wouldn't be stunned if he went there on, you know, like a grandfather deal for a 6-month job.
Conversely, don't you think Kenny Omega looks at that and thinks, maybe I have to have a dance at WrestleMania before I call it a day?
He absolutely should. Mm. I think that because of what's happened with... It was interesting. I didn't get into this too much with Hangman, as you'll have now heard, but the Pac and Cody comparisons are really interesting. And the line that I thought the thing that Hangman said that was particularly interesting was when talking about Hangers said when talking about Pac was he said he's definitely a man who knows his worth. And that I thought was really telling in terms of the conversation of AEW and what he's doing around the world and going to Dragon Gate and everything else that he's done. I think that if Kenny knows his worth, he should know, actually, if I want to not be the greatest to never wrestle in WWE, which is what he will forever be if he retires without going there, is that a 2-year run with a Mania main event or two, it's just a no-brainer to me.
No, me too.
What about non-WWE talent to round off? You know, could we see someone like John Morrison or Johnny Impact or whatever his name is these days?
Johnny Elite?
Who knows? Will he become Johnny Elite? But also, what, you know, New Japan, is anyone from, you know, could Zack Sabre Jr. jump ship?
There's some good
plausible.
Women.
It's very plausible.
There's some really good women on that Impact roster as well right now. And
Tessa,
you know,
Blanchard is someone
over.
Who would be looking at?
Yeah, I think so. I think like that could be somewhere where they do look to fill their women's roster there. Britain, Japan's got some amazing wrestlers, although obviously WWE's already snapped up a couple of the best ones. I think for the women's side of things, if you look down the Mae Young Classic, there's a lot of names there who have just wrestled in one or two Mae Young Classics who probably could go and do a job. I don't know. And New Japan, they are incredibly loyal, but I wouldn't be surprised if they get a deal done, then why not have Okada come and do a 3-month run? Why not have, you know, people come and do feuds? If they get a deal done, then it would be absolute box office.
I mean, Okada did All In and the cruise, am I right in saying?
Did you do the cruise? I don't know if you did the cruise.
I could be wrong there, but you definitely, obviously.
Website going to send you on the cruise next year?
Yeah. That'd be nice. If I get some cruise articles up and they start flying. Talking Apollo either, but they could be the one.
I mean, Apollo Crews is another shout out somebody who might go to AEW.
He's a much wasted talent. Even though he's probably had what they would call a small push in recent months, and by that by just getting used.
Do you feel that the recent push for R-Truth could be anything to do with staving him off joining AEW?
No.
Vince is awake at night going, I need to use Truth. We can't lose Ron Killing.
We've got no other rappers on the roster.
Apart from John.
And then him and Jericho can have some kind of like Fozzy versus whatever his DJ, I don't know, whatever his rapper name is.
K-Quick, don't you ever forget that.
K-Quick, whatever you think about AEW, we'd love to know. At Pro Wrestle Show is our Twitter. Send us your thoughts. Make some predictions now that in 6 months' time you can then quote retweet it to us and go, I told you.
Idiots.
Did that thing back in January, guys, you fools. At Pro Wrestle Show, don't forget to check out our WWE shows we did earlier in the week with the NXT UK Tournament Championship Takeover, whatever it's called. We'll be back next week with a proper formulaic show. This has been the Pro Wrestle Show. I've been John Jackson.
I will Gavin.
And I am Alex McCarthy.
Woo!
Is that Charlotte or...
Woo! That's the worst woo ever.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.